Two Coast Guard members assigned to Communications Station Kodiak were found dead this morning, the victims of gunshot wounds. The Coast Guard is not releasing many details, and the FBI is now investigating the deaths. KMXT's Jay Barrett has more.
Base Commander Captain Carl Moore said co-workers discovered the bodies when they arrived for work at the communications station about 3 miles from the main base between 7 and 8 a.m. He could not identify the two victims and wouldn't even reveal their genders until next of kin are notified. Moore also said it's unknown if the incident was a murder-suicide or a double homicide. He did say a suspect has not yet been identified.
It's quite possible that that person remains at large in Kodiak. We've been working closely with the locals and with the Coast Guard units in the area to ensure that all of our citizens remain safe and vigilant, and we encourage anybody to report any suspicious activity to local law enforcement agencies or to the Coast Guard Police Department.
At this time, Moore cannot say if the suspect was a civilian or military employee of the Coast Guard, but he did say the communication station is a very high security area.
The communication station has video cameras that look at the whole area, and the investigators are going to track down all leads.
Peterson Elementary School on the base went into lockdown after the incident, with some buses diverted to the high school downtown before they arrived at the school. Moore says the base itself is not on lockdown.
We have increased security patrols out. I'm not going to divulge what exactly we do, but we have additional Coast Guard Police Department members out around the base, and we are working with the school system. Peterson was in a lockdown, lock-in environment this morning, but we're working with the school board to work through that and how we're going to do that at the end of the day.
Since the crimes took place on federal property, the FBI is now in charge of the investigation. Coast Guard Base Kodiak is the largest in the nation, with about 2,000 military and civilian employees. In Kodiak, I'm Jay Barrett.